Indy, another term you hear, and it's actually in a bunch of these trials, particularly in ovarian cancer, is the concept of HRD. Like, what is it, and what are you actually measuring?
Yeah, that's a good question. Homologous recombination deficiency is HRD. And I might defer to some other colleagues who use this in the clinic, but it's basically just another measure of how well your cells can repair DNA. And the specifics of those tests, I'm not as clear on, and I might defer to some others on the panel here, but that's basically what it is. How well does your DNA get repaired by its intrinsic DNA damage repair machinery?
So is it actually looking at that functionally, or is it just a bunch of mutations that kind of correlate with that function?
It's the latter. It's either mutations or sometimes RNA analysis. And it's basically a measure of genomic scarring. How much scarring do you have in your genome at a particular point in time? The more scarring you have, the more, double-strand breaks and rejoining of chromosome ends you have, the higher that HRD score. It's also called an LOH score, loss of heterozygosity score.
Yeah, I've heard that term scarring, but again, like, what are they measuring? They're not measuring the scar. Are they measuring mutations?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Either mutations or transcripts from these genes.
But that's a real limitation. Theoretically, that's a real limitation of the assay because, as you know, you were asking, is this measuring functional recombination? And it's not. It's measuring what happened in the past in terms of the cell's ability to repair its DNA. And as you already heard from Manuel, that's something that can be in flux. And so if the cancer may have been HR deficient in the past, but then under selective pressure, it's now regained its ability to do homologous recombination. You can't tell that by looking at the HRD assay because the scar, the effects are still there, but functionally, the cell is able to perform homologous recombination and therefore may not be sensitive to the drugs like PARP inhibitors. So a truly functional assay is something that requires live cells and much more complex and not something that we've been able to do at scale yet. But that theoretically would be what you would really want to do is to say right now is the cell able to do HR, not what it used to be able to do.
So, I mean, I thought the most interesting, encouraging thing about the survey was how many people responded to PARP inhibitors. You know, it's all, well, you look at trials, you know, whatever, trials are trials. But to see people in the community giving these drugs to these patients, it wasn't even done 2 years ago, and they're responding, it's amazing.